Welcome to Yacht Crew Vlogs, where we tell the stories of those in the yachting industry. A behind-the-scenes look that discovers the individuals in the industry, their history, their passions, and what inspires them to do what they do.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome my next guest, Jessica Dunnett. She is from Onshore Sellers. How are you, Jess?
Very well, thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Yes, well, of course, it came to my attention that you have spearheaded an absolutely amazing incentive. You are raising money for the UNHCR, which is the UN Refugee Agency for responsible for helping those that are coming out of the Ukraine. Tell us a little bit about it. What's going on?
Yeah, well, it's been a fast grow together, but I think it's going to be incredible. Us with the Yacht Needs Marketplace, Bond Technology Management, and Titan Marine Networks have then contacted a pool of yachting companies to get together and see if they can donate some auction lots. And gosh, we have been absolutely overwhelmed. We've managed to pull together quite a exciting array, I would say, of experiences, products, and to put together this silent auction, which is now live. So it's very good. All proceeds will go to the UNHCR. It'll go to the right people, to giving humanitarian assistance for the refugees, not just refugees from Ukraine. I believe this will also go to people affected by this situation, people in neighboring countries who are also feeling the effects of what is happening in Europe.
Yeah, I think that's one thing that a lot of people are tending to forget is that, you know, we are really, really focused on Ukraine. And of course, for every reason, you know, people are being bombed out of their homes and, you know, they go to shelters, those shelters are being bombed. It's a full-on war. And, you know, no matter how much people want to prance around it, it's war.
Yeah.
But it is affecting, you know, people are getting nervous because they are also bordering Russia and they're watching what's going on in the Ukraine and they're getting nervous. People are being affected throughout that entire area. So we need to remember them as well.
Yeah. And give the support to those neighboring countries who are supporting the refugees coming in. That obviously then affects their livelihoods as well. So there is a lot to be said for giving the donations to the right people and having those funds go to the affected areas.
Well, you've got some great prizes there. I was taking a look through and it's some pretty extravagant stuff going on there.
Yeah, there's some really, really exciting auction lots. An Aston Martin rental in the Scottish Highlands from MGMT. There's two nights in a gorgeous luxury hotel in Sardinia from Nautica Assistance. That's my favorite. But what's really cool about this as well is people have donated some amazing kind of crew experiences, something that you could rally together, put in a large bid, and everyone can enjoy, like the go-karting from Internet, or the lunch at Dario Gietschi, and the private tour of Quercibella's Vineyard. I believe that's for 12 people. That's from Key Crew. That's a great day out for the entire crew. So maybe even something that you could nudge to your owner to gift to the crew, make a large bid. It's all in the name of charity. Let's get some big bids come in and see what we can raise for them. And then you guys get a great experience out of it.
Well, and one thing that we should point out is that it is a registered charity. So if the owner does donate a huge amount of money, he gets that nice little receipt that he can use.
Very true. Very true. So another pull. Come on, chiefs, Jews, and captains, get in your owner's ear for a large bid.
Well, we're going to make sure to provide all of the links below this interview. And you guys are going to be live streaming. You're having a little event to, you know, when to do the announcements and everything. But you are going to be live streaming this event. So everyone in the world can see.
Absolutely. So on Monday, the 25th, of April so bidding closes at 8 p.m. So it's live now. You guys can bid all the way up until then. We'll close the bids, and at 8:30, we'll live from Barcelona, we'll announce the winners of all these amazing lots. And I think we'll be really exciting. We hope to get some really great last minute bids in. I wish we had a huge space and we had more time and can do a huge event for everyone, but it doesn't mean you can't have a glass of wine, get online with us and see if you've won. But I think, it should be a really great experience and for everybody involved. And obviously the main aim here is to raise some money for our selected charity and that it will go to the right people.
Well, and it's amazing. I encourage everybody to go and check out the different things, because as well, take a look and support the sponsors of this event as well, because so many people have come together to make this event happen. And as I said before, the prizes are absolutely phenomenal. I mean, to pull that off in such a short period of time, kudos to you.
It wouldn't be possible without the generous donations from all of the sponsors. We were completely overwhelmed with the response, to be honest. I couldn't quite believe how excited and the enthusiasm from everybody to get involved. Rockabella Yachts have done a day charter as well in Palma. I mean, that's going to be great. There's the two-night stay at a beautiful hotel. I've actually stayed there before. It's gorgeous, from Yacht Needs, La Villa Hotel. That one's phenomenal. There's a lot of experiences there. And also, by simply making a bid, you also go in the running to win a blow-up sup and a double magnum of champagne from Onshore Cellars and Yacht Needs Marketplace. So there's just by bidding, you can also be in the running to make something. And obviously, the highest bid wins. So go big, pull together, get the money together and make a bid on these exciting lots.
Well, and maybe you'll come back after the event and give us an update, because, some of these things trickle in over time. So it'd be nice to sort of get in touch with you again after the event is over.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, we hope to just raise some money directly to the UNHCR as well. That on the auction lot page, you'll see a link there just to go directly. If you just feel like making a donation as well, we can certainly do that too. So it'd be great to see how much we can raise over the next, what are we, about 5 days. So let's try and get up there. The goal is 20,000 plus. I think we can get there. We're a small industry, but we can pull together. We can make a huge impact. So I think we should be able to raise the funds needed.
Nice. Well, and we are talking worldwide, because it's not just, in Europe, but it is the world that is able to participate in this. So no matter where
Absolutely.
You are in the world, please
Absolutely.
Do.
Yeah, it doesn't matter where you are, place a bid on something that you might see yourself. You might be in the US at the moment, but you're coming to the Med. So place a bit. All of these will be valid for at least a year. So there's plenty of time to make use of these amazing experiences. There's a beautiful cashmere throw there as well by the Cabin Shop, which is a wonderful product. Obviously, if you win the prize, you'll be contacted for your experience and to place your winnings and your experience, but by each individual sponsor. But please do go on the Auction Lot homepage, have a look at all of the experiences there, and you can also see which company has sponsored them. So a little bit about each yachting company there. And get involved, share. Please share with your friends, because obviously the more we get this out there, we don't have a lot of time, because we're closing bids at 8:30 on April 25th. So we've got to get as much as we can done and up until then.
Well, and just to let everybody out there know that if you bid on something and you win it, you're not able to collect the prize, I will take it for you.
Just put it out.
I'll take one for the team.
Yeah, of course. Me too.
You and I, being mothers, we could probably just, take away for a couple of nights. And
oh, yeah. A weekend
all inclusive.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, dinner out at Disfruta by Ocean Pantry. Yes, please. Thank you very much. That would be great.
I know, it sounds great. I mean, mine are older than yours, but still, it's It would be nice to have a little bit of a break. But Jess, I have to say thank you very much. We're going to provide all the links below this interview when it airs. And I wish you the best of luck. And as I said, we're gonna keep in touch and see how it all works.
Excellent. Thank you so much for letting us come on the radio and chat to you. But that's great. I hope to recap as it's finished, and we can maybe get in touch again to see how much we've raised.
Wonderful. Once again, you've been listening to Jessica Dunnett from Onshore Sellers in regards to the charity auction to raise money for the UNHCR, UN Refugee Agency. Please do check out the links and check out the sponsors as well. You've been watching another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. We'll see you again next.